USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is bowing out of the Democratic presidential race. That clears the path for former Vice President Joe Biden to become the party's nominee. Speaking from one of his three homes, Sanders thanks his supporters and says,
"Together we have transformed American consciousness as to what kind of nation we can become, and have taken this country a major step forward."
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn is urging House and Senate Democrats to drop their demands to double a $250 billion emergency spending package to bail out small businesses that GOP lawmakers hope to pass this week. Cornyn saying it's shameful that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer want the package to include an extra $250 billion in spending to add a 15% increase in food stamp benefits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's top doctor on infections, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says there should be a turnaround in the fight against the coronavirus.
It's going to be a bad week for deaths, but driving that and ahead of that is the fact that we're going to start to see the beginning of a turnaround. So we need to keep pushing on the mitigation strategies because there's no doubt that that's having a positive impact on the dynamics of the outbreak.
Troubling new statistics are regarding people paying rent during the coronavirus pandemic. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Just released information showing nearly one-third of Americans who rent apartments have not paid any of their rent this month. That's according to the National Multifamily Housing Council. It says only 69% of tenants have paid anything between April 1st and 5th. The numbers are seen as evidence of just how many Americans are struggling to pay for necessities during the coronavirus pandemic.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the federal government will not run out of money for small businesses across the United States. Speaking on CNBC, Mnuchin made a promise to small businesses seeking loans from the federal government.
We want to assure everybody, if you don't get a loan this week, you'll get a loan next week or the following week. The money will be there.
A music legend has died from coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The music world has lost a folk country legend, John Prine, who for 5 decades wrote rich, plain-spoken songs that chronicled the struggles and stories of everyday working people and changed the face of modern roots American music, has passed away at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thanking for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band, check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand?
His family confirmed the cause was from complications related to COVID-19. Prine was also an author, actor, record label owner, 2-time Grammy winner, and a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. John Prine was 73.
Thank you, Wendy. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.